One of my earliest memories as a small child was my mother reading aloud to me. She would read to me, she would read to my twin sister or to both of us, and later to my younger brother. We had books around everywhere. One of the ones that I remember was stories about a certain little neighborhood and the dogs and children, and I suppose other animals like cats and goats might occasionally figure in. But there was one for every day of the year. Reading aloud instilled a love of learning within me that's present to this very day, and I am grateful for that. I consider myself a lifelong learner. Much of it can be attributed to my mother's commitment just to read fun things, interesting things, all sorts of things. When I was about the first grade, my mom got a set of Compton's Pictorial Encyclopedia. Later, she told me that she really couldn't afford to buy an encyclopedia right then, but it was so important to her that our family have this resource available. When I was a child, whenever we were talking about things or perhaps arguing about who did what and when, we would look it up in the encyclopedia. I read through the entire set of encyclopedias by the time I was in sixth grade. And now, I do something very similar, because whenever there's something that I don't know or I want to check on something, I consult Google and I'll read several different articles. One of the differences now is that there's a lot of misinformation on the internet, and it requires quite a lot of sifting through to find what you may have some confidence in believing is the right answer. But one of the things that I like about my mom is that she didn't try to tell us there was one right answer. I remember another instance that happened when I was in first grade is that we had a science fair, and my mom and I would just walk through the woods, and I would gather up different kinds of moss, and she helped me make a little arrangement on that. And once in a while I come across that tattered blue ribbon that I won for that exhibit. But my mom didn't go out and show us things specifically. She just used her artist's eye to be open, and my brothers and sisters and I just had the benefit of her own curiosity and just a sense of joy of being in nature. So these two things have been invaluable assets to me, and I am thankful for them.